From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
There's one in there called Still Here.
A few days ago, I was in New York City, in Soho, in the loft apartment where Fred Hirsch has lived, played piano, and composed for over 30 years. He dragged a drum set out of a walk-in closet, the drummer and bass player set up in his living room, and they started rehearsing for a week at the legendary New York jazz club, the Village Vanguard.
One, two, three. Two.
Still Here is one of Hirsch's compositions. It's dedicated to 76-year-old jazz saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter, a tribute, Hirsch says, to the fact that Shorter is still creating, still being a major force in music. Here's a bit of how Still Here sounds on Fred Hirsch's new CD, Whirl. At 54, Fred Hirsch has played jazz as a sideman and then as a highly acclaimed player in his own right. He's made more than 24 albums. He has composed jazz and classical pieces and assembled interesting ensembles of musicians and singers for his projects. He's also taught piano. But when people see a track called Still Here on Fred Hirsch's new album, they naturally assume that the title refers to him. For most of his adult life, Hirsch has had HIV and then AIDS. In 2008, his health took a calamitous turn that put him in a coma. Whirl is his first recording since his recovery.
2008 was just, you know, the worst possible year. I started out the year certifiably with dementia, which was caused by the AIDS virus attacking my brain. I became quite psychotic, delusional, paranoid. And then June 10th, I was admitted to St. Vincent's Hospital here in New York, in complete septic shock with pneumonia. I was in the coma for 2 months, during which time I was actually physically strapped to my bed at times. I was kind of trying to pull things out and stand up. And to save my life, they put a tube down my throat, and I was on a feeding tube for 8 months. So that was 8 months without eating or drinking anything. Everything came from a can right into my stomach.
First of all, coming back from that, well, are you the same pianist you were physically that you were before?
I think so. I think in ways I may be better. I feel certainly more relaxed as a player. I think I'm digging deeper. There are a few little technical things that were easier before that now I have to compensate for, perhaps. And the small technical things, nobody would notice but me. But when I came out of my coma, I couldn't swallow, I couldn't talk, I couldn't walk. I was essentially helpless. And there were long periods where my hands were swollen or weak or painful in the knuckles. And of course, I was terribly worried that it would not come back. But I feel like pianistically, you know, I've been playing a lot of solo concerts and trio concerts, and I feel, you know, if anything, I'm as good or better than I was before.
One lasting effect of that year, the feeding tube left one of his vocal cords paralyzed. It's been surgically attached to the other, and his voice is weaker because of that. Snow is Falling is another one of Fred Hirsch's compositions on Whirl. It's what came out of the piano, he says, when he played during a snowfall at the Pennsylvania retreat that he owns with his partner of 8 years. Hirsch has been playing piano since grade school in Cincinnati. He was gifted, but he says he didn't have it in him to become another Vladimir Horowitz or a Marta Argerich. When he first heard jazz played live in a club, he says it got to him. His musical education took him places where he says young pianists don't go anymore.
I'm kind of one of the last of the generation who really learned to play on the bandstand. You know, in Cincinnati, I dropped out of school. I started to perform with the local jazz musicians. And in those days, we didn't have lead sheets. People were not playing original music. Nobody rehearsed, God forbid. So you'd get on the bandstand, and they would just call tunes, and you were expected to know them. And in some cases, some of the older musicians gave me some kind of tough love things where maybe they'd play the melody to a tune and then walk off the stage and let me solo first and just have to figure it out, sink or swim. So I came up in an age when, you know, knowing a lot of tunes and being able to think on your feet quickly was an asset. So I'm not a product of the now widespread jazz education model. I'm more or less self-taught as a jazz pianist and as a composer.
So what's lost and what's gained by the jazz education model supplanting what you came up with?
Well, I think a lot of the jazz education that goes on now is sort of paint by numbers. You know, learn this, learn these patterns, put them in here, transcribe what so-and-so played on such-and-such recording, and then kind of assemble it. It doesn't prepare musicians for the actual act of improvising. And it also kind of creates the false hope that anybody can do this. And it's not something that anybody can do. People sort of have it or get it, or they don't. I mean, not everybody is destined to be a creative improviser, creative jazz musician.
In 1985, Hirsch released his first album as a bandleader, Horizons. He was just 29. The following year, he learned that he was HIV positive. Ever since, it's been a race between modern medicine and his own mortality. And that race has affected the way he worked.
For at least the first number of albums I made on my own, I really had this kind of dramatic feeling like this is going to be my last statement. And I just wanted to create enough of a body of work that if I died, you know, I might somehow be remembered. That was like the thrust. And now that I've been on the scene and achieved some degree of success and respect, I don't feel the need to prove myself in any particular way. I can take a lot more risks.
Well, and it's not a trivial question. How are you? I mean, how do you feel nowadays?
I really feel great. You know, I work out, I play, I travel, I write music, I play music, I teach. You know, I have a very satisfied artistic life. You know, so I feel good.
Well, Fred Hirsch, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jazz pianist Fred Hirsch. You can hear tracks from Hirsch's new album, Whirl, which was released today at nprmusic.org.